Here.
It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The U.S. ambassador to cyber gets his chance to shine, and the conflicting signals around tech jobs. This is the Business of Tech. The new nominee to be U.S. Ambassador at Large for Cyberspace and Digital Policy at the Department of State, Nathaniel Fick, laid out his policy agenda in questioning from the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday. Quoting the record, on the policy front, Fick said he would seek to strengthen adherence to the framework of responsible state behavior outlined by the United Nations regarding malicious behavior online, promoting a norm-based model to deter bad behavior. He also said he would promote a digital economy where U.S. companies and the people that work at them can compete, including protecting the free flow of data access across borders while protecting users' privacy and the integrity of their information. Lastly, Fick said he would champion a positive vision for digital freedom that countered a rise in digital authoritarianism. To pursue those policies, he planned to focus first on building a team and culture inside the State Department that views fluency and expertise in technology as a critical skill set. After that, he would focus on asserting the State Department's place in cybersecurity policy and other global digital security issues. Why do we care? It's a big deal to have a dedicated ambassador focused on digital norms around the world. Sure, he's a nominee, so not confirmed yet. It's the position I consider important, and as the first nominee, he will be setting the tone and direction for others to come. Of course, protecting users' privacy does require that the U.S. actually define what privacy is. Will we get a federal privacy bill? Maybe. According to findings released Thursday, nearly 9 in 10 companies surveyed for the forthcoming Spicework Ziff Davis 2023 State of IT report are planning for a recession in the next year. Of course, unemployment among tech professionals fell to 1.7% in July, according to a CompTIA review of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data. The number fell 1/10 of a percentage point month over month and is close to the all-time low rate of 1.3% recorded in May 2019. Amid job gains in the economy overall, which more than doubled expectations, tech occupations expanded in July, with employers across industries adding an estimated 239,000 positions. The previous month saw the economy shed 17,300 tech positions as hiring cooled. This point for unemployment is the lowest mark since the turn of the century. According to data from the Atlanta Fed's Wage Growth Tracker, wages grew 12% for the youngest workers in June, more than twice the rate for those between 24 and 54. Younger Americans are outperforming the old, even in absolute dollar terms. A 3.7% raise on the over 55 median weekly wage of $1,240 is 46%. A 12.5% increase on the under 24 median salary of $707 is $88. Why do we care? I'm shifting my own language from recession to unease, simply because I don't want this to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. My advice to focus on fundamentals is a starting point, and admittedly, always good advice. One of the items to focus on here is the continued tightness of the market and wage pressures. While there's a lot of noise about tech layoffs, it appears confined to big tech and companies that probably grew too fast. Listener, that is likely not you, especially if you're in services. Combining this with last week's insights from CompTIA ChannelCon, you may need to be a lot more flexible on hiring as you look to entry-level positions, both paying more than you would want and hiring and training rather than expecting a perfect match.
Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gesinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domains like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gesinta Payments uses your branding and domain name, No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less each day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started.
Today is National Women's Day, which on a show that focuses on diversity, I felt was important. Let's also recognize it is co-working day, another trend we talk about a lot. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.